The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
It's the Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS with John, Brian, and Dalton.
Monday, Monday, can't trust that day. Monday, Monday, sometimes it just turns out that way.
Is it Monday already?
Yes.
What happened to the weekend?
It blew by, John.
Then where they, I don't even know if we have one, actually. Man.
Yeah.
I had a busy weekend. Did you?
Pretty busy.
Yeah. Kind of stayed busy. That's what makes it go quicker. Had a little music gig to take care of. And
nice.
Church Sunday and, you know.
Where did you play?
The Stones River Manor.
Awesome.
Yeah. We play a little country music there.
Okay.
Yeah. We're jack of all trades. We play country, gospel.
This is the Rigsby's.
Well, actually, this is more than just the Rigsby's.
Okay.
LaVon and Linda are there.
Oh, wow.
Don't ask me who LaVon and Linda are, but they're a nice group, a couple people that they're not related, but they sing and we play for them, and he plays, LaVon plays, and then we sing a few songs. But we're not officially the Rigsby's there. Tom Hoover comes. I mean, it's several people.
Okay. Well, yeah. I just thought if it was the Rigsby's, it would have to be, you know, like the Rutherford County phenomenon.
No, that's been
created from the round table, you know?
Yeah, well, we don't want it to be, you know, we want to keep the crowd down.
Oh.
No, I'm just kidding. I had a question that I thought we would relate to everybody today. Where did we come from? You know, we're doing a show, and people that just tuned in, they go, who are these guys? You know? And so I thought we'd reintroduce each other.
Oh, wow.
Of course, there's Brian Barrett. That's you.
That's right.
You're the station manager here, WGNS.
And carpet cleaner.
And carpet cleaner. And
painter.
Painter, yeah, pretty much, yeah. We got a few spots. Never mind.
No, probably so.
Your son is on the show.
Whenever.
And that's your son, Dalton.
Hi.
And I am your, I'm kind of like, what was the movie, Karate Kid? I'm kind of like the mentor.
You know? Sensei?
What?
You're the sensei.
Okay.
Mr. Miyagi.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. That's what I was looking for.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm the Mr. Miyagi. Yeah.
And we got a show to do here. We got a show. The show must go on.
We know each other from, you were one of my students, and then you got into radio, then you got me into radio, and we've been together a long time now.
You blame me for it ever since.
Uh-huh, 25 long years. I think it's more like 27 now. I can't remember. I've been saying 25 for the last two, haven't I?
Well, let's see.
1998.
It was 98.
That'd be 27 years.
Okay. Minus, what is it, 2025 now? Yeah, 27.
So I should be, getting some kudos. You know, I should be getting, you know, like a 30th anniversary or something, you know, being at the radio station. Because you missed the 20 and the 10.
So I started working here in 1993. So that's 32 for me.
Now, Jeff Jordan, who's still on the air here, he does a show on Mondays.
He can still find his way here, right?
How long has he been? He was started when? In 80 something, wasn't it?
I knew the answer to this. I think it was 84.
84.
Or at least that basketball
season.
So that
would be 41 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So Bart bought the station, and Chip Walters was working here at the station. He had just started working here at the station when Bart bought it, because 84 was the year that Oakland played Memphis Hamilton in then the Clinic Bowl, the state championship game. And we've got highlights of that game, and it's Chip Walters as an 18-year-old doing play-by-play and Jeff Jordan as an older person.
I need to pull that up.
And there are the highlights there of when Oakland won in 84. And so I think it was pretty soon after that it was Jeff.
Chip went on to bigger and better, greater things, and,
mm-hmm.
You know, here we are. I haven't gotten promotion yet.
And so I guess Jeff had been doing it almost 10 years when I started.
Yeah, that's right.
Somewhere around in there.
You were 94, weren't you?
Late 93, but yeah.
Yeah. Well, I don't want to get the dates right. And then there was Dalton.
Yes.
You produced Dalton, and he was working here at the station at the time.
He started producing at age 16, and it's been now 10 years. He'll be 26 in July.
And six of them here on this show.
Yeah.
6 years on this show. Wow. We'll be back.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. For today, chance of rain showers and thunderstorms under cloudy skies with a high near 86 degrees, south winds around 5 to 10. Into tonight, chance of showers and thunderstorms will return through the overnight under cloudy skies with a low around 70 degrees. Southeast winds stay around 5 to 10. Tuesday, showers and thunderstorms under partly sunny skies, high near 86. South-southwest winds at 20 to 25. I am weatherology meteorologist Jay Marslick with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now, it's 66 degrees.
Welcome to the Restore. What are you looking for today?
I'm looking for a new sofa.
We got it here at the Restore.
Find it at the Restore.
If you need trim or molding, come on down here to see us at the Restore.
We got it at the Habitat Restore.
And all of our lighting is 50% off here at the Restore.
We got it.
Remember, we got it today, but it may be gone tomorrow.
The Habitat Restore at 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
Murfreesboro Funeral Home and Cremation Services.
People that come in to pre-plan their funerals and put it down in writing makes it a whole lot easier on the children at the time of their death. This is what Mama wanted. This is what we're going to do.
Visit MurfreesboroFuneralHome.com.
This is Wade Hayes from Toots Restaurants, and our family is just honored and blessed to be part of this community for 40 years.
Hi, this is Nick Hayes with Toots Restaurants. After 40 years, we still got them. $6.99 daily lunch specials. Stop by Toots.com and check them out.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
Good food and fun, Toots. Good food and fun.
WGNS. Our family at Demas's Restaurant are proud to support local emergency responders who put their lives on the line for our community each and every day. This is Peter Demas, and here is this week's Demas's Emergency Responder of the Week.
Congratulations to Smyrna Fire Department's Assistant Fire Chief Cameron Phelps. The Commission on Professional Credentialing has awarded him the professional designation of Chief Fire Officer. Following an extensive peer review process, this designation recognizes that he has achieved excellence in 7 measured areas. Congratulations, Smyrna Fire Department's Assistant Fire Chief, Cameron Phelps.
When you see a firefighter, police officer, paramedic, or telecommunicator going the extra mile, let WGNS know, and we at Demas's Restaurant will salute them as the Emergency Responder of the Week.
Need a new set of tires? Head to Tire World, where you can buy now, pay later. Ask your Tire World experts in Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Laverne about their financing options.
Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
Get the Bridgestone-affiliated retailer credit card.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Steve DeSager.
The Oklahoma City Thunder won a Game 7 at home to end their second-round playoff series, eliminating Denver 125-93. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander scored 35 points. OKC will host Minnesota to start the Western Conference Finals on Tuesday. The East Finals start Wednesday with Indiana at New York. WNBA victories for Minnesota and Washington in the NHL playoffs to end the second round. A Game 7 win for Florida, 6-1 at Toronto. The Maple Leafs have now lost 7 straight Game 7s since 2004. Scottie Scheffler took the PGA Championship by 5 strokes. NASCAR's All-Star Race went to Christopher Bell. An upset in college softball, Liberty eliminated number 1 Texas A&M in a regional. The Yankees scored 6 times in the bottom of the 8th to beat the Mets 8-2. Cody Bellinger a grand slam. Seattle and the Angels each won to complete 3-game sweeps.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's 21 minutes after the 6 o'clock hour. Hope you're getting out of bed. Get up. It's time to go to work. I hate to be rude, but, you know, some people don't know any other way to get up, but, you know, just yell at them. Did you ever yell at your kids?
Did I ever yell at my kids?
I bet it was hard getting Dalton up.
You know, Mama did a lot of that. And yes, it was hard getting Dalton up.
Oh, yeah. You were working.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he has to have a special alarm clock that forces him to get up out of bed and go take a picture, or the alarm won't go off because he's bad about snoozing and then go back to sleep. And he would never get up. So it forces him to get up out of bed and take a picture.
Hmm.
Or it will not shut off. That's the only way to shut off the alarm. I bet Megan loves that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Especially when she's sleeping late. We're powered today by Middle Tennessee Electric. Stay current with the Plugged In podcast from MTE. Hear expert interviews and EV news at MTE.com/pluggedin. You know, I've noticed that when you do this MTE thing, you don't play music. You don't play any of that when you do it on your hour.
Usually it's when I'm coming back from the break.
Oh.
I either do it first, then the Good Neighbor, or Good Neighbor, then that.
So much I pay attention, I don't think I've ever heard it. Yeah, well, it's the 7 o'clock hour. What can I say? We've got a CBS News update, by the way, coming up in 20 minutes. A check of state news from Access Tennessee is straight ahead. And the CBS Entertainment Report with Matt Wolf. If that didn't get you up, nothing will. I was wondering if you could do it. I was wondering if you could do it this early in the morning, and you did.
Like my technique? I practiced this weekend.
Yeah, you... It's kind of more funneled.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Taylor Dooley is today's Good Neighbor of the Day for making everyone feel welcome at Exit Realty Bob Lamb and Associates. She's the first person you see and always has a warm smile and is a ray of sunshine. Taylor Dooley is going to receive flowers from Jenny Harrison, the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS. I love that name, Taylor. I think that's a beautiful female name, Taylor. Just saying.
Like Swift.
Well, I wasn't thinking of it. Yeah. Okay.
Taylor. I like it. If you want to send in a Good Neighbor of the Day, like Taylor, all you have to do is text the word neighbor to 615-893-1450 or hit us up at WGNSradio.com/goodneighbor. And don't forget, birthdays, anniversaries for the Slick Pig Barbecue Birthday Club. We're taking those this morning. Same phone number. Well, today is hate on your elected officials. I mean, celebrate your elected officials day.
Mm.
Celebrate.
Freudian slip there.
Yeah,
Brian.
A little bit. I was thinking of Mike Sparks.
Our song of the day today is Glen Campbell Week.
And the Wichita lineman.
A little fast on the trigger.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I could intro it.
Still on the line.
Song written by Jimmy Webb. They did about four songs together, and three of them were hits. Pretty amazing, isn't it?
Probably hear them this week, won't we?
Oh, yeah. Glen Campbell and Wichita Lyman. That's our song of the day. It's 624 here on The Crew.
The residents at Stones River Manor love the environment.
I just really like it. Of course, I'm in an apartment, and I can come and go and do kind of what I want to.
Stones River Manor, serving the community since 1977.
My husband felt much better when he passed away that I was taken care of here. We got married in 58, and in 60, he went in Air Force.
Stones River Manor in Murfreesboro, near the intersection of Haynes Drive and Memorial Boulevard.
Here's Dr. Craig McCabe at McCabe Vision Center.
We now have good treatments for vision with cataract surgery, so now you can see well near, intermediate, and far distances without glasses.
Dr. Craig McCabe.
What we can do, not only to make you see younger, but help you to look younger and get rid of sun damage and other problems to our skin.
McCabe Vision Center on Heritage Park Drive, just off Memorial, behind SunTrust Bank.
Access Tennessee News. I'm Will Lundley. Stay weather aware today. Most parts of Tennessee could once again see storm activity. Strong storms with damaging wind are possible. The National Weather Service in Nashville says the tornado threat is low but can't be ruled out. Rain chances will last through the evening. Make sure you have multiple ways to receive weather warnings today, including mobile alerts. And stay tuned to this station for warnings and local weather coverage. A man accused of firing a gun into a KFC restaurant has been arrested. Metro Nashville police say 24-year-old Dontayz Lewis was taken into custody Wednesday night as he was coming out of a home on Delta Avenue. Lewis was charged for his connection to two armed robberies that occurred Tuesday, one at a gas station and the other at the KFC as employees were inside. Lewis is charged with two counts of aggravated robbery. He's being held in Metro jail on an $80,000 bond. More news in 30 seconds.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
What you desire, don't play with matches, don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Damage estimates are in following the massive fire that decimated the historic Claiborne Temple in Memphis. According to the Memphis Fire Department, $5.5 million is the estimated damage total. The fire broke out more than 2 weeks ago, and the cause is still under investigation. Memphis Fire says $3 million is estimated in building and vehicle loss, $2.5 million in content loss. Claiborne Temple is stabilized now, and investigators can begin their interior investigation to document evidence. Will Nunley, Access Tennessee News.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Good morning, everyone. 27 minutes after the 6 o'clock hour. John Dinkins, Brian Barrett with you. We've got good neighbor events coming up after Rewind. Another check at the forecast. We'll also be taking a first look at that traffic around, I'd say 6:34 or so. Glad you're with us this morning. Please drive carefully. I did want to remind you that TSSAA Spring Fling is all week this week in Rutherford County. So Brian and I will be doing double duty. We'll leave the studio and go right to the game.
We're always at the game.
Well, that's your thing. Mine's more appropriate. So long, everybody. No, so long, Brian.
No, yours is, I never want to go to another game.
Uh-huh. Memorial Day is in 7 days. The last full day of school is in 10 days. And May 30th is a half day. I used to think of Memorial Day as the greatest day of the year.
Because it's usually...
school's out, and then you have Memorial Day, boom.
You know, school's out for summer.
And usually your family's together. For some reason, my family's together on Memorial Day. It's about the only day that we really don't have anything to do. So they have been gone with Eagleville baseball, softball, and Rockvale soccer, and volleyball. I mean, all these things, birthdays, graduation parties. I haven't seen my oldest granddaughter in 2 weeks.
That's nuts.
And we live in the same house.
Yeah.
And I haven't seen the little one except to take her to volleyball practice. But they've been gone every day this week. They're popular. I mean, they're very busy people.
I saw her at church not last Sunday, but the Sunday before.
Yeah.
With her father.
Who?
Her father.
Whose father? Who did you say you saw?
Mia. Mia, your youngest granddaughter.
Yeah. Allie Grace is in the young people section over there doing the singing stuff. So,
yep.
Teasing them young, that's for sure.
You're going to have the Dinkins quartet or something soon.
I am?
I don't know. Why not?
Oh, yeah. No, they don't. No. They don't like country music as much as I do. They're into, what's his name? Connor Frank? Is that his name? Do you know who I'm talking about? Forrest Frank or something? Somebody will text us and tell us what it is. But
Forrest Gump?
No, I think it's Forrest Frank for some reason. But anyway, he's a gospel, contemporary gospel singer.
Apparently, yeah, Forrest Frank.
Yeah.
He kind of looks a lot like Morgan Wallen.
He's kind of a singer-rapper kind of guy, you know. I like his stuff. I have to hear it every time we're together on the radio. That's all they play. They stream it, and that's all they play. You ready for some today in history? I guess we need to do that. It's brought to you by Turner Security. And let me tell you, folks, Turner Security is the place to go because they wire things and they get you secure, right?
Yeah, entry systems. And they also, with TechCore, computers, custom work.
Well, there's more. Yeah. Where are they located? Do you know?
I do. They're right at the corner of Lowry and Enon Springs.
Okay. Well, let's hear their theme song.
Turn to Turner Security.
That was a pretty good little ad for Turner Security, didn't it?
Yeah.
You proud of me?
Mm-hmm. I am. They can wire you up.
I come up with these ideas and I send them off to you to finish it up.
Yeah, on the fly, too.
Yeah. Well, I think you did a good job. Okay. Not much for you to do today, but be careful here toward the end, all right?
Yeah.
Okay. And let me make sure I got the right day. Wait a minute. No, I don't. Okay. Here we go. Yeah, you do have a little more to do. All right, 1884, Ringling Brothers Circus premieres.
Dun, 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 dun,
19, I just need, if you actually have it.
I don't.
1935, NFL adopts an annual college draft to begin in 1936. And, boy, they're big now. I mean, they're like celebrations. I mean, they're crazy. People come to that. In 1958, South Pacific, the soundtrack album, goes number one and stays there for, believe it or not, 31 weeks.
Some enchanted evening.
When you find your true love.
When you feel her call you.
For some reason, I see Jerry Lewis imitating that. I don't know. In 1977, the film Smokey and the Bandit, starring Burt Reynolds, Sally Field, and Jackie Gleason, premieres in New York City. It was Burt Reynolds' biggest hit.
Loaded up and trucking. Are we going to do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go. Short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch
old
bandit run.
Oh, that song gets me fired up. In 1979, In the Navy by the Village People hits number three.
In the Navy, yes, you can sail the seven seas.
In the Navy,
yes, you can put your mind at ease.
In 1992, Some Gave All, debut album by Billy Ray Cyrus, is released.
All gave some.
Some gave all.
That's the Billboard album of the year in 1993. And 1999, Star Wars Episode I, The Phantom Menace, directed by George Lucas. And in 2018, American actress Meghan Markle marries Prince Harry. Hadn't been the same for him since, for sure. That's it. We're going to be having Rewind with Brandon Brooks. It's 6:33.
This is CBS Rewind. May 19th, 1962. The Shirelles at the top of the singles chart with Soldier Boy. This date in 1995.
Don't use my razor to shave any part of you.
The release of the romantic comedy.
If you ever start to lose your hair, you better not grow that big long thing down from your sideburn. Wrap around your head because it's disgusting and I don't like that.
Don't ever hand me food and say, taste this, see if it's bad.
Forget Paris.
All right, okay.
Billy Crystal wrote the movie and starred in it with Deborah Winger.
All right, I'll marry you.
I'm Brandon Brooks, and that's Rewind.
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive can help you protect your home, auto, boat, motorcycle, ATV, and RV, and more. And if something wasn't mentioned that you had in mind, find out if it could be covered at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE, because it probably can be.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. For today, chance of rain showers and thunderstorms under cloudy skies with a high near 86 degrees, south winds around 5 to 10. Into tonight, chance of showers and thunderstorms will return to the overnight under cloudy skies with a low around 70 degrees. Southeast winds stay around 5 to 10. Tuesday, showers and thunderstorms under partly sunny skies, high near 86. South-southwest winds at 20 to 25. I am weatherology meteorologist Jay Marslick with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 66 degrees.
Good morning. A couple of accidents still getting some attention out here. It's trying to load up with a little bit more volume just in the last few minutes on 24, especially westbound up through NEI, coming in right now from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County. It's that traffic builds through Hermitage on I-40 westbound, being pushed in right now through Wilson County and Hermitage. Still some rain out here. It could affect your drive on 24 in and out of the Clarksville area, so be careful. Prince's Hot Chicken has new items on the menu. Check them out this week when you order online at princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
This is Good Neighbor Events with Bart Walker. Brought to you by the law offices of John Day and Americare Pest Control.
I've got pests, bees buzzing, rodents running all through my house. Ants chewing wood, and look, there's a mouse. I overrun with pests, pests, but you're gonna be sure, safe and secure. It's the last rites for those pests. Call the best of the best to get rid of your pests.
893-7111. Americare Services Incorporated. Call us today. 893-7111.
Let's find out what's happening here at home with WGNS Good Neighbor Events. Don't forget the Flags of Remembrance Healing Field right next to First United Methodist Church this weekend. It's the Memorial Day weekend, and the Flags of Remembrance Healing Field is Saturday through Monday. You need to attend the Healing Field. The World Outreach Church is offering their summer day camp, June the 9th through the 13th. To learn more about the summer day camp at World Outreach Church, give them a call. One of the big local topics deals with the immigration policy and arrest being made by ICE. There's a special town hall meeting in Laverne. It'll be this Wednesday, 6 o'clock in the evening, and that's at the Laverne Community Church. Laverne Police Chief Christopher Mays is leading the discussion. Once again, the town hall meeting on immigration arrests and how it impacts us, 6 o'clock in the evening at the Laverne Community Church. The town hall meeting on ICE and immigration is Wednesday night in Laverne. Those are WGNS Good Neighbor events.
You know, everyone has a more. First, it's a pony, then to be on the cheer squad. Your more grows up just like you do, but your more can still carry you away or make you cheer. At First Bank, banking local gets you more. More of our time, more access to local bankers, more flexibility, and more product choices. Because getting more empowered and confident helps you pursue your more that never grows old. First Bank, bank local, get more. Member FDIC.
When you turn to Turner Security, powered by TechCore, you can leave your security issues at the door. Where can you turn when you need a friend to put your fears to rest? Turn to the best when you turn to Turner Security. Powered by TechCore, you can leave your security issues at the door. Turn to Turner Security.
Raider Tees isn't just about t-shirts. We've got jackets, scarves, polos, hats, even jewelry and home decor. Everything to show off your Middle Tennessee Blue Raider pride. Whether you're headed to the game or just want to represent the Blue Raiders every day, we've got you covered. Literally. Come check out our exclusive designs and unbeatable selection at 111 East MTCS Road, right across from MTCS. Raider Tees, bigger, better, and go blue.
And I would highly recommend Adams Place. It's a place to enjoy life. It's comfortable. The settings are home-like and not sterile. Adams Place is a place they're looking out for you. You feel at home, and I'm very fortunate there's a lot of people here I already knew. To get back to the food, I want to say one thing. The chef does a fabulous job here. I'm Larry Castelli. You know, I would highly recommend Adams Place.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is The Wake Up Crew with John Dickens, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's time for the dad joke of the day.
Wise guy. 6:39 here on The Wake Up Crew. Now, I've already told you to wake up once, folks. Now we're getting serious. You got to get up.
Get that coffee going.
You're going to make an 8 o'clock appointment or school or whatever. You better be up. Some people have already left 40 minutes ago.
There's your alarm clock.
And if you're going to Nashville for an 8 o'clock, you might as well forget it. You're not going to get there by 8. So.
Who would want to go there?
I'd hate to be the bearer of bad news. I hate going to Nashville,
I
period.
Too.
And now you get stuck in traffic at Laverne.
Or on New Salem Highway, which they can never seem to finish.
I was almost late this morning.
I know.
And that it was so early. There's nothing there. But traffic was crazy.
Yeah, they're trying to get that final paving done.
I'm almost going to have a light to get out of my subdivision on Beulah Land. I mean, it's a line of traffic. They're working on the road in Smyrna. But, oh, you better do the joke. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Banks should really start doing a better job of keeping their ATMs filled.
Really?
Yeah. I've gone to 5 in a row, and they say insufficient funds.
That's a 5.
Is it?
That's a 5.
Wow.
I love it. I could just see your face doing that, too. That's really good. 6:41, you're listening to The Wake Up Crew.
CBS News brief. Former President Joe Biden and family considering treatment options after he was diagnosed with advanced prostate cancer. Oncologist Tanya Dorf says Biden and other prostate cancer sufferers should have hope.
patients, even who are diagnosed with more aggressive, more advanced stage disease, can live many years and have good quality of life.
The House Budget Committee's finally passed the president's bill on immigration and tax policy. Speaker Mike Johnson.
Saved the largest amount of money that's been saved in at least several decades and probably arguably in the whole history of the country.
President Trump says he'll speak with Russian President Putin later today on a possible ceasefire in Ukraine. Here's Secretary of State Marco Rubio.
The president wants to do it. He wants to do it as soon as feasible. I think the Russian side has also expressed a willingness to do it.
Rubio also met with Zelensky, Ukraine's President Zelensky, in Rome earlier today.
Now an update from the WGNSradio.com News Center.
Residents in Rutherford County and across Middle Tennessee should brace for an active and potentially dangerous weather pattern through Tuesday. Strong to severe storms expected to roll through the region.
Be ready for what's next before it arrives. Now, here's your Rutherford weather forecast.
Monday brings a slight to marginal risk with storms likely. In the afternoon, main hazards including damaging winds up to 60 miles an hour, large hail, heavy rain that could impact the commute in Murfreesboro and Smyrna. Conditions escalate significantly Tuesday. An enhanced risk, or level 3 out of 5, has been issued. A powerful cold front will trigger storms in the afternoon and evening hours, with increased chances for all severe weather types, including tornadoes. Forecasters express high confidence in storm development and moderate confidence in the severity of the storms across Rutherford County. Compounding the situation, the National Weather Service in Nashville is upgrading its Advanced Weather Interactive Processing System, and that will take place through Wednesday evening. A temporary cause of outages of all NOAA weather radio transmitters across Middle Tennessee, including those serving Rutherford County, while core services like warnings and watches will continue at the backup office in Knoxville, Morristown. Residents are urged to use alternate alert systems such as mobile weather apps, local news outlets, and of course our Rutherford Weather social media platforms. Cooler, drier air is expected to move into the region by midweek, but officials emphasize the importance of preparedness with severe weather in the forecast through late Tuesday. For WGNS News, I'm Brian Barrett.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
At Heritage South Community Credit Union, you won't find crazy promotions with pages of requirements. You won't find endless phone trees with computer voices. You won't find an out-of-state bank focused on turning a profit. Instead, we help when others won't. We've been doing that for our community since we started in a pencil factory in Shelbyville almost 70 years ago. If you're tired of big banks, it's time to try your local community credit union. Visit heritagesouth.org to learn more. Insured by NCUA.
Play an old guitar, nine half past one. Trying to make a living while everybody else is having fun.
Don't just go to any barber. Go to the singing barber, Charlie Pitts. Get a great haircut and entertainment, too. That's Charlie Pitts, 2528 Las Casas Pike. Phone 615-785-0966. That's Charlie Pitts.
Mercy.
This is a paid legal ad.
When a family member is lost as a result of someone else's negligence, the grief can be unbearable. It also leaves you with a lot of questions like, how did this happen? Who's responsible? And is my family going to be okay? That's a lot to go through, but with the law offices of John Day on your side, you don't have to go through any of it alone. We understand what you're going through, and we have the experience to get the answers, justice, and compensation your family deserves. Call the law offices of John Day.
Architects, engineers, and builders, whether you need detailed technical drawings, large format plans, or quick, accurate reproductions, Franklin's Printworks delivers clarity, precision, and fast turnaround.
Since we've added that capability, there's a big demand for blueprints, so we're getting a lot of times turning those around in 24 hours.
Jeff Carlton at Franklin's Printworks.
Usually they're like 24 by 36, and they require somebody that knows what they're doing and has the capabilities to produce them.
Clarity, accuracy, and fast turnaround from Franklin's Printworks.
Do you love to read?
Love to read.
Tell us about the library at Adams Place.
We have an amazing library. It's like a library at a big estate. You know, there are just so many books. You just come pick out one you want, take it home, read it, take it back. It's just great.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adams Place. Call me for more information about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111.
Adams Place on Memorial, across from Walmart.
Man on the Street Newsmakers, brought to you by Old National Bank in Murfreesboro.
Get old. Old National Bank, that is. Old National Bank has the experience and service you need to buy a home, make investments, even online and mobile banking. Old National Bank is in the borough on Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard.
Old National Bank at 2230 Dr. MLK Jr. Boulevard, which used to be Mercury Boulevard.
Visit us and enjoy warm, homemade cookies at Old National Bank.
Old National Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Dr. Toby Schultz with St. Thomas Medical Partners talks about e-cigarettes.
So when my patients come in and they want to take that big step to stop smoking and they want help, they say, well, I started smoking e-cigarettes instead. And I encourage their efforts, but I say, you can swap to e-cigarettes, but we still have to have a stop date because it has been shown to be a little less toxic, but the key there is less toxic, not non-toxic. Kids that have just started smoking e-cigarettes may be the ones that end up being the guinea pigs later down to say, well, maybe their cancer came from this because they haven't ever smoked a regular cigarette, but they smoke these. You know, cigarettes are related to just about every kind of cancer known to man, not just lung cancer.
We hear so much about secondhand smoke. Is this a problem with e-cigarettes?
It more than likely is because it heats up the solution that they use and it turns it into a vapor. The vapor has very, very tiny particles. Tiny particles are the more toxic ones because they can get really further into the lungs and into the tiny part of the lungs and can cause more problems later. That's where your body exchanges oxygen. That's how you breathe. So when that gets clogged up with tiny particles of solvents, that's not good.
That's Dr. Toby Schultz with information you need about e-cigarettes from WGNS.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Tomorrow on The Wake Up Crew,
tomorrow,
I'm going to give you the list of summer movies that are coming out. So make plans, and it's going to be around 6:30, so you get up a little bit early if you don't get up before then, because I'm going to give the summer movie list. Because I know a lot of people are interested in what's going on. We know Superman's coming out, but I'm going to give you the entire list. You can't get any better than that.
Oh, I'm kind of excited
about
it.
Being informative and entertaining as well. Here are the top, though, five movies of all time, according to a magazine that I just read.
Really?
Are you ready?
I'm beyond ready.
Number five, 12 Angry Men in black and white, so just don't really worry about it. Starred Henry Fonda.
Yeah.
It's about a jury trial.
I think I've seen that.
And he's the only guy that thinks the guy's innocent. And it almost breaks up his marriage. And everything. I mean, it's just terrible. But it's a good movie. That's number five. Number four.
Did they do a remake of that one?
They have. Or may have done it on a Netflix or something.
Yeah.
A remake. Number four. The Dark Knight.
I agree.
Wow, you do?
I do.
That's the one with... Heath Ledger as the Joker.
Yeah, Christian Bale as Batman.
Number three, Godfather Part Two.
I'm surprised that Dark Knight was up as high as it was, though.
Yeah. The Godfather Part Two is my favorite. But you have to stay right with that movie. You can't go away. And, I mean, it's a great movie, but you can't just wander off, get a sandwich, and come back, because you'll miss something.
So I watched The Making of The Godfather, that documentary or whatever, or series that it was. And so then I went and watched the first one and the second one, and I started the third one, and I couldn't get through it.
Yeah. Number four is The Godfather.
Okay.
No, number three. No, two. Where am I? Two, yeah? Two. That's two. It's 12 Angry Men, The Dark Knight, The Godfather Part 2. Godfather is number two. And the number one, you're not going to believe it. I don't think you could guess it in a million years. Morgan Freeman's in it.
Driving Miss Daisy.
No. That was a good guess, though. Wasn't thinking that. The Shawshank Redemption.
Okay.
And evidently, over time, it wasn't that great when it came out. It didn't, you know, it wasn't that popular. But now everybody watches it. At least everybody watches. Have you seen it?
Yes. Yeah. I think part of that movie was actually shot in Nashville at the old state prison.
I think that's right. That's correct. Tim Robbins is in it, and he didn't make many movies after that, but that's a great movie. But I didn't think it would be over The Godfather.
No.
But now, that's just a one magazine's point of view. That's not everybody's, not necessarily mine.
And I wouldn't have thought a top five movie would have been Dark Knight. It's a good movie.
There are a lot of people in my age that would have said Tombstone was in that top five because just the way it was made, the production is so smooth. It's just really good. Val Kilmer is great.
Would The Godfather be in your top five in your generation too?
I would say, yeah. Yeah. Carrie is another one in my generation. Scariest movie I've ever seen.
Was that the car?
No, that was the blood coming over top of the prom night on the and at the last scene of it. Have you seen the remake?
I don't think so.
You need to watch it. You need to watch the original, actually. It's kind of corny, really, but horror.
I don't like horror movies.
Scare horror. You never need to watch this one then, for sure. Never.
Yeah, I have nightmares.
I've got to do birthdays, don't I?
Yes.
Jeez,
yes,
okay.
It's that time.
For anybody get to the right in page. The audience who's got a birthday today, happy birthday to you.
1918, Florence Chadwick, first one woman to swim the English Channel both ways. Both ways. Yeah. 1925, Malcolm X, African-American human rights activist and Muslim minister. Born in Nebraska, died in 1965. I think he was assassinated, I believe. 1945, Peter Townsend, English rock guitarist, vocalist, and composer with The Who.
But people keep repeating that you'll never fall in love. When everybody keeps retreating, but you can see me get enough. That my love
will well, you hear that in movies a lot, don't you?
Yeah.
1946, Andre the Giant, French pro wrestler. He was the world heavyweight champion in 1988. He appeared in several movies. He died in 1993. 1957, Bill Laimbeer, the most hated NBA forward in the history of the game. Everybody hated him. He was with the Detroit Pistons, Cleveland Cavaliers. Bill Laimbeer. Remember those fights he had with Jordan and them?
Yeah, that's because he was with the Pistons, and they were the Nasty Boys or whatever they called them.
Yeah. Isaiah Thomas.
Yeah.
That's the other one. 1959, Nicole Brown Simpson. We all know what happened to her, unfortunately. In 1992, Sam Smith, English singer-songwriter.
Oh, won't you stay with me? 'Cause you're all I need.
And that's celebrity birthdays. Here's a look at the local birthdays. Brenda Hall and Janice Domer had birthdays today. Leon Daniels had one yesterday, along with Kim Walker. Happy birthday, Kim. Jane Overby, Philip Reeder, Jameson Jubenville, and Charles Goodyear.
So that's the list we had coming into the morning. Kind of light on the birthdays for this 19th day of May. You can help us with that. Call or text 615-893-1450 and add your name to the Slick Pig Barbecue Birthday Club. We'll make an announcement of everybody we gather around 8 o'clock and give away banana pudding.
Our last look at the weather is coming up next. It's 6:55 here on the Wake Up Crew.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. For today, chance of rain showers and thunderstorms under cloudy skies with a high near 86 degrees, south winds around 5 to 10. Into tonight, chance of showers and thunderstorms will return to the overnight under cloudy skies with a low around 70 degrees. Southeast winds stay around 5 to 10. Tuesday, showers and thunderstorms under partly sunny skies, high near 86. South-southwest winds at 20 to 25. I am weatherology meteorologist Jay Marslick with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now, it's 66 degrees.
Broadcasting from the Middle Tennessee Electric Studios, MTE has provided light, comfort, and connection to our community since 1936. As your trusted energy advisor, MTE is always here to help. Connect online or download the My MTE app.
Good morning. Some pretty good rain showers affecting your drive on 24 in Montgomery County, Clarksville right now. As we look at the weather radar, be careful. It's trying to sneak in from the west, headed towards Nashville. As you drop down I-40 out in parts of Dixon County, Kingston Springs, it could be a wet drive this morning there. Be careful as traffic starts to build 24 out of Murfreesboro and Rutherford County up through Antioch. Hey, when it's time to move, call True Friends Moving Company here in Middle Tennessee. That telephone number is 615-240-2811. True Friends Moving Company. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Farm Fresh Fridays and Tuesdays.
Fresh eggs, homemade jams, locally raised meats.
And every vendor grows or raises it themselves.
7 a.m. to 1.
It's not just a market, it's the Middle Tennessee tradition.
Celebrating our 50th anniversary, the Farmers Market in Murfreesboro on John R. Rice Boulevard.
Middle Point Landfill's Mike Klassen.
Between our property and the county landfill property, there are 1,000 contiguous acres that doesn't exist anywhere else in this county. And what an opportunity to do something big there. And we as Republic, as part of this long-term 50-year vision, are saying we will pay for and work with the county on building any number of recycling programs.
The answer's here.
We are ready to do something big there.
Middle Point Landfill.
Are you shopping for lights?
We got it!
Doors?
We got it.
Flooring?
We got it.
Furniture?
We got it. Here at the Habitat Restore. 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
Remember, we got it today, but it may be gone tomorrow.
Find it at the Restore, yeah.
We got it at the Habitat Restore.
The Habitat Restore at 8.
Well, we did not see this one coming. Mariska Hargitay of Law & Order SVU revealing that her biological father was not Mickey Hargitay, but a former Vegas entertainer named Nelson Sardelli. Now, all this in her new documentary, My Mom Jane, which premiered at the Cannes Film Festival. Hargitay said she met Sardelli years ago and went full-on Olivia Benson on the guy. She still recognizes Hargitay as her dad. Mariska's mom, of course, was Hollywood legend Jane Mansfield. Over the weekend, Saturday Night Live wrapped up its 50th season, and Marcelo Hernandez not getting any downtime. He'll star with Kevin Hart in a new comedy on Netflix called 72 Hours. For CBS Entertainment, I'm Matt Wolf.
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive can help you protect your home, auto, boat, motorcycle, ATV, and RV, and more. And if something wasn't mentioned that you had in mind, find out if it can be covered at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE, because it probably can be.
WGNS. With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It is 6:58. Brian, we got to close up shop for the first hour.
Yeah, I'm ready for my nap.
No, you've got to do the show the next hour.
Oh, yeah. I should have taken my nap already.
Yes, you should have. Well, I thought you did on a couple of those segments. Taylor Dooley's today's Good Neighbor of the Day for making everyone feel welcome at Exit Realty Bob Lamb and Associates. Taylor is the first person you see and always has a warm smile and is a ray of sunshine. That means a lot, doesn't it? A lot of people don't understand that. The receptionist is important.
Yeah.
If she's a receptionist. She may sell houses. I don't know. But if it's the first person you meet, you got to be there, right?
Yeah, and it's like me. I'm the first person you see when you get here. Why does everyone run?
Oh, God, that's a whole different ballgame. Taylor's going to receive flowers from Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and the Big G.
So you can send in your good neighbors, text neighbor to our number, or same thing for birthdays and anniversaries, Slick Pig Barbecue Birthday Club, 615-893-1450. You got about a half an hour to get them into us now.
For more than 30 years, my team and I have worked hard to help injured people throughout Middle Tennessee. If you've been injured, call the law offices of John Day for a free consultation. Learn more at johndaylegal.com.
Yeah, you're the first person we see every morning. It's time for the news. It's 7 o'clock.
Portions of our programming have been pre-recorded. The Good Neighbor Network, WGNS, Murfreesboro, Smyrna, flagship station for MTSU sports. Courthouse clock time, 7 o'clock.
Biden cancer diagnosis.
He had a nodule in his prostate.
Trump called to Putin on Ukraine.
Putin is the one that's controlling the pace of negotiation.
GOP budget bill advances.
We're going to get this in final form and pass it.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, former President Joe Biden is facing a serious health challenge. He's revealed he's been diagnosed with prostate cancer and that it's spread to his bones. Here's CBS's Weijia Jiang.
Former President Biden's office described his cancer as a more aggressive form of the disease and said that he and his family are reviewing treatment options. Now, Biden was evaluated after he experienced urinary symptoms and doctors discovered a small nodule on his prostate. Now, this is all unfolding at a sensitive time because a new book that dives into President Biden's cognitive and physical health and whether top aides concealed that information during the 2024 campaign is set to be released tomorrow.
CBS News medical contributor Dr. Celine Gounder.
This is a very serious aggressive cancer. So he has a Gleason stage of 9 out of 10, with 10 being the worst. So that tells you about the aggressiveness of the cell type that we're talking about here, the type of prostate cancer he has. There's been spread to the bones, which by definition means it is metastatic. But the good news is it is hormone responsive. Testosterone fuels the growth of the prostate cancer. So if you can block the testosterone, you're blocking the growth, and that is a very good prognostic indicator.
I'm Matt Piper. President Trump posts on social media that he's saddened by the news, writing, "Melania and I extend our warmest and best wishes to Jill and the family, and we wish Joe a fast and successful recovery." Former Vice President Kamala Harris writes, "Joe is a fighter. We are hopeful for a full and speedy recovery." Former President Barack Obama says Biden will fight cancer with his trademark resolve and grace, and that nobody has done more to find breakthrough treatments for cancer in all its forms than Joe.
Pope Leo and Vice President J.D. Vance met today ahead of a flurry of U.S.-led diplomatic efforts to try to make progress on a ceasefire in Ukraine. The U.S. diplomacy is led by phone calls President Trump plans today with Russia's Vladimir Putin and Ukraine's President Zelensky. National security expert Matthew Schmidt expects Putin will be in no hurry for any breakthroughs.
There's lots of reasons for them to keep dragging this out for 6 months or more before settling down. And Trump has no real control over that, and nor does Zelensky.
President Trump's budget bill, featuring wide cutbacks, is advanced in the House of Representatives, but staunch conservatives in the GOP are not throwing their support behind it.
Instead of voting no, conservative holdouts voted present to narrowly approve President Trump's so-called Big Beautiful Bill. The hardliners rejected the package Friday, pressing for deeper cuts and reforms to Medicaid. Speaker Mike Johnson met with the lawmakers and said discussions continue over minor modifications to the package, which funds the president's border, energy, and tax priorities. Johnson is pushing for a final House vote before the Memorial Day recess.
We're going to try to get this vote done by Thursday.
Nicole Killian, CBS News, Washington.
They're sorting through the debris this week in parts of Kentucky and Missouri that were ripped up by tornadoes late last week. At least 28 people were killed. This woman lives in London, Kentucky, where damage is widespread.
All of this is stuff, and it looks really, really bad. But we are not like a lot of our neighbors and loved ones here that are in hospitals and their families are at the funeral homes.
Forecasters say parts of Kentucky could be in for more rough weather today and tomorrow. Now to California. The FBI is putting the pieces together after the Saturday bomb blast at a fertility clinic in Palm Springs.
We are fairly confident that that subject is Guy Edward Bartkus.
The bomb suspect was killed in the explosion. Authorities say he left behind what are described as, quote, anti-pro-life writings, suggesting people should not procreate. The blast gutted the clinic, but officials say stored embryos inside were not damaged. 4 minutes after the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
New Jersey Transit's train engineers have reached a tentative deal to end their three-day strike that had halted service for tens of thousands of daily riders. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy.
The sound that you probably hear is the sound of our state's commuters breathing a collective sigh of relief.
Full operations resume tomorrow. In Fremont, Ohio, two women were killed, one child is missing, and another hospitalized after a train hit a group of people on the tracks. Fremont Mayor Danny Sanchez.
What started off as what we believe was a daily fishing trip from a family from Fort Wayne, Indiana, has ended in tragedy.
Correspondent Chanel Call has the latest on the investigation into Saturday's crash of a Mexican tall ship into New York's Brooklyn Bridge.
According to the New York City Police Department, it appears that ship lost power before the crash. This is something federal transportation authorities will now be looking into.
Footage shows it hitting the span in reverse, suggesting the captain lost control of the engine. Two sailors were killed, 19 hurt. Reward money has been boosted, and three jail staffers have been suspended in the wake of the Friday breakout in New Orleans by 10 inmates. Seven are still on the loose.
Cops say they're making progress searching for the escapees.
We have actionable intelligence on all seven of those fugitives.
Colonel Robert Hodges with the Louisiana State Police says they hope to capture them soon but need help. FBI Special Agent in Charge in New Orleans, Jonathan Tapp, added,
"We strongly believe that there are folks out there helping these inmates evade capture."
He says the FBI's raised their reward to 10 grand per inmate on top of $10,000 in other rewards. Dave Cohen for CBS News, New Orleans.
Scotty Scheffler won his third major golf title, taking the PGA Championship in North Carolina on CBS.
I knew it was going to be a challenging day. You know, finishing off a major championship is always difficult, and I did a good job of staying patient on the front nine.
On the back nine, John Rahm pulled into a tie with Scheffler, but then Scheffler pulled away to win by five shots. For the first time in 42 years, a rookie won the pole position for the Indianapolis 500. 25-year-old Robert Schwartzman posting an average speed of just under 233 miles an hour. British climber Kenton Cool broke his own record with his 19th climb of Mount Everest, the most by someone not from Nepal. Time on the roundup, 8 past the hour.
The Peace Lily is so last year.
Hey, has anyone worked with Fiddlenecks?
Shelby's popular flower shop is in full bloom.
We just got a request for an arrangement that evokes air. Who's up for that challenge? No?
She needs to hire a floral designer to nip foliage faux pas in the bud.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our advanced matching helps find talented candidates so you can connect with them fast. Redeem your $75 credit at Indeed.com/credit. Terms and conditions apply.
Still getting around to that fix on your car? You got this. On eBay, you'll find millions of parts guaranteed to fit. Doesn't matter if it's a major engine repair or your first time swapping your windshield wipers. eBay has that part you need, ready to click perfectly into place. For changes big and small, loud or quiet, find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. But you already know that. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
That's the latest from CBS News Radio. I'm Steve Kathan. The Wake Up Crew with Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett continues now here on News Radio WGNS.
Back at it here for another hour of the Wake Up Crew from WGNS. I'm Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, Dalton Barrett along here in just seconds. But right now we pause to check on traffic and weather together, brought to you by Toots Good Food and Fun.
Back in 1985, when Toots first opened, there were very few restaurants in this town. We've seen hundreds of them come and go, and yet we are still so blessed to be in business and be doing business here in Rutherford County.
This is Nick Hayes with Toots Restaurants. After 40 years, we still got them. $6.99 daily lunch specials. Stop by Toots.com and check them out.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. For today, chance of rain showers and thunderstorms under cloudy skies with a high near 86 degrees, south winds around 5 to 10. Into tonight, chance of showers and thunderstorms will return through the overnight under cloudy skies with a low around 70 degrees. Southeast winds stay around 5 to 10. Tuesday, showers and thunderstorms under partly sunny skies, high near 86. South-southwest winds at 20 to 25. I am weatherology meteorologist Jay Marslick with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now, it's 66 degrees.
We're excited to announce that Capstar Bank is now officially a division of Old National Bank. Old National Bank in Murfreesboro at 2230 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Old National Bank, ready to serve you.
Old National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Good morning. Some pretty good rain showers affecting your drive on 24 in Montgomery County, Clarksville right now. As we look at the weather radar, be careful. It's trying to sneak in from the west, headed towards Nashville. As you drop down I-40 out in parts of Dixon County, Kingston Springs, it could be a wet drive this morning there. Be careful as traffic starts to build. 24 out of Murfreesboro and Rutherford County up through Antioch. Hey, when it's time to move, call True Friends Moving Company here in Middle Tennessee. That telephone number is 615-240-2811. True Friends Moving Company. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
WGNS is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. MTE's Plugged In podcast focuses on the world of electric vehicles. Stay up to date on the EV world, hear interviews with experts, and more. Listen on your favorite podcast platform or visit mte.com/pluggedin.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Schlemiel, Schlemazel, Hassan Beff Incorporated.
This is the Wake Up Crew.
We're going to do it.
Give us any chance, we'll take it. We miss any rule, we'll break it. We're going to make our dreams come true.
Doing it our way.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Well, you got two-thirds of the crew here this morning, Brian and John, getting you through this Monday morning, May 19th. It's episode 1660 of this experiment we call the Wake Up Crew.
Possible this time, there's no stopping us.
That was nice. It's spring fling week, so expect higher traffic volumes, restaurants full.
Stay away from DeJarnett Lane.
DeJarnett is pretty busy with Oakland and Siegel baseball
it's
hosting.
Really not too bad, though. They
con.
Do a good job. I mean, you get in and get out pretty easy.
Yeah. And lots going on all around the county with spring fling over at the college with track and field. So that's all this week. Memorial Day, 7 days away. Now, some of the things start today, I think, but just very few. It's mainly tomorrow, then it's on until Friday. The last full day of school is 10 days away. And that will be the 28th of May. You do have a half day on the 30th, but talking full days there. And this week, John, as the CEO, Chief Executive Officer of the Song of the Day now, it's a promotion. Congratulations.
No pay.
Well, that's how we give promotions here. you chose this week to be, and deemed it so, Glenn Campbell Week.
Yep.
And you started out with one of his biggest hits, maybe his biggest hit, right?
Yeah, Wichita Lineman.
And the Wichita Lineman is still on the line.
So why is that his biggest hit?
Sold the most records.
Well, I mean, but what was appealing? Is it the ballad or what?
Yeah, it's a beautiful song. And you hear it through the wires, and the guy's going, you can hear it through the wires.
Oh.
Very similar. Nobody really knows what it means, but it's about this lineman that is supposedly, you know, he loves this girl and blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
But.
So it's not actually about.
Hear that. Hear that high violin. That's the wires. That's the electric wires. Oh, they didn't have that in there.
That,
listen. Hear it? Da, da. It's like a telegraph wire kind of thing.
Oh, you know? I see. So is it a subliminal message?
Sort of semi, yeah. There's more to that song than, yeah, just the words, yeah.
And then there's the guitar coming in there.
That's Glenn. They've got versions of him playing that like you'd never believe. I think he was the greatest guitarist that ever lived, and people don't ever agree with me, but... He could play guitar. He could play. He played bagpipes.
Really?
He could play the saxophone. He could play anything on any guitar. You'll see. If I think about it before the week's over, we'll find a little snippet of him at in concert playing electric, or maybe at the when he's doing "Gentle on My Mind" with the, you know, the old Opry. People used to get together with Ralph Emery. He was on that one night, and he played Gentle on My Mind or something like that. Oh, man, he was ripping that guitar.
That's why it's John Campbell.
I mean,
Glenn Campbell.
There's Glenn Campbell. There's the guy from who? What was his name?
Jimmy something.
Yeah, and Grayson Rigsby. I mean, those three guys are like, they're like guitar heroes to me. They are.
Grayson is pretty good to be young, isn't he?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you ought to hear him on, you did hear him, but it's really good.
You can go back and listen to that show
so,
with the Rigsby's.
So I'm saying Eddie Van Halen, Glenn Campbell, and Grayson Rigsby. Three greatest guitar players ever.
That's high praise.
Yeah, he thinks we're making fun of him, I'm sure, but no, I mean that. He's really good.
Well, kind of staying in the music music genre, Matty Pruitt, of course, was on the season finale yesterday of American Idol, and she put out a little video. Of course, she made the top seven, and that's where her journey ended. Eagleville girl, 16 years old, the youngest contestant for American Idol, and here is some of what she had to say.
Guys, it's Matty. I just wanted to come on here and say, thank you. Thank you for all the love and support. It's meant so much to me, and you know, this has been a great journey, and it's not over yet. I have a lot of cool things that I'm really excited about that are going to be coming up soon, and just keep following me on my page for my journey to see, you know, where, how far, and how far I'll go. And make sure y'all tune in this Sunday to the finale. You will see me on there, so there's another reason to tune in, and also make sure you vote for whoever's your favorite out of the top three. And that's it. I love you guys. Bye. Just wanted to remind y'all that my journey is not over yet. My American Idol journey is unfortunately over, but not my music journey. So keep on keeping on. I love what y'all are doing. And yeah.
So that was her message. That was before last night's finale when she was on there, but I think she's going to have a pretty good career.
Well, you don't have to be to win the American Idol to be popular. I mean, there's several people that have gone on to be stars.
Yeah, that didn't even get to the finale or win at all.
Right.
In fact, some of them who don't are more, I guess, get it better deals.
Jennifer
and
Hudson.
More popular, yeah.
I can name, there's the other guy, I can't think of his name, but there's about four out there that Chris... I know their first names, but anyway, there's about four out there that have had great careers. Carrie Underwood and Kelly
Clarkson.
They're, I guess, the two winners that have done great.
Early on, you know, the early shows, of course, but they still had a lot of people that did. I think it puts you on the map, though. Being on there, and
you can
and
have a career out of it, whether it's a great career or just a meddling career. I don't know. I mean, you can still do well.
Well, obviously, she's got a lot ahead of her. So, but she generated a lot of buzz. Was very popular with the young people.
Uh huh.
So, you know, I think she's got a fan base and is going to do very, very well. So, we wish her well. Maybe we'll try to get her in her busy schedule to come up here sometime and talk to us. But that's a little Matty Pruitt update. Here's some sports for you now.
This is News Radio WGNS Primetime Sports,
sponsored by the law offices of John Day.
From the Fox Sports studios in Los Angeles, here's Steve DeSager.
The Oklahoma City Thunder won a Game 7 at home to end their second-round playoff series, eliminating Denver 125-93. Shea Gilgeous-Alexander scored 35 points. OKC will host Minnesota to start the Western Conference Finals on Tuesday. The East Finals start Wednesday with Indiana at New York. WNBA victories for Minnesota and Washington in the NHL playoffs to end the second round. A Game 7 win for Florida, 6-1 at Toronto. The Maple Leafs have now lost seven straight Game 7s since 2004. Scottie Scheffler took the PGA Championship by 5 strokes. NASCAR's All-Star Race went to Christopher Bell. An upset in college softball, Liberty eliminated number one Texas A&M in a regional. The Yankees scored 6 times in the bottom of the 8th to beat the Mets 8-2. Cody Bellinger a grand slam. Seattle and the Angels each won to complete 3-game sweeps.
Alan Butcher was one of many local residents who only went to Adams Place.
Of course, Adams Place, in my mind, is the premier senior care facility, not only in Murfreesboro, but in the immediate area. We're very happy here and so glad we came.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adams Place. Call me for more information about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111.
Adams Place on Memorial, across from Walmart.
This is a paid legal ad.
Hi, this is John Day of the Law Offices of John Day. I've lived and worked as a lawyer in Middle Tennessee for over 30 years, and to me, every single day has been an honor. That's why our firm is so involved with community programs like bicycle helmet giveaways and our Safe Ride Home program. At the Law Offices of John Day, we're not just looking to make donations. We want to make a difference in the community we hold so dear. And if you're ever injured, know that we are here for you too.
For home restoration at a price you can afford, trust the professionals at Farrah Construction to get the job done on time and within your budget. Farrah Construction can remodel your home or can update your kitchen, bath, or other rooms. I'm Ron Hall. If you can dream it, Farrah Construction can turn it into reality. Call Farrah Construction at 615-893-6120. Shop local. Let our family business help you. Farrah Construction Company.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all, illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart. And as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
Over the next 5 minutes, we'll explore health tips with Kiln Hillsman Dunaway with Sunshine Nutrition Center. With more, here's WGNS's Scott Walker.
Anxiety, stress, and depression. You mentioned something last week about the fight or flight response. I can't imagine a person's body going into that fight or flight response and just staying there, but you kind of highlighted that.
It does. And you can think of some situations where it would probably be like that. So think about someone who's in a domestic abuse situation, right? Every single day fearing for their life, that person would, their nervous system can never turn off, right? If you think about a person that has a very stressful job situation, maybe you own a business and maybe it's going really, really well, but you're super busy, or it's going really, really poorly and you're super stressed about it, right? You can see there's some situations where it's difficult to sort of turn off from that. And that's sort of what causes that. And the thing about it is, it doesn't even have to go on for years and years. Usually about 3 months of just prolonged stress can do that. And I've seen people that happen, say they lost a loved one and they're dealing with probate, or maybe there's a dispute with family about that type of thing. And all of a sudden this has gone on for 3-6 months. Then again, you've got that prolonged parts of stress, right? Your body's designed to deal with stress. We're designed to do with that. What we're not designed to deal with is periods of long-term stress. And so that's what can be very, very problematic for the body, because the body will just kind of peter out after a while, right? I mean, if you think about it, no battery goes on forever. We've got to recharge them, right? Or we're going to have to replace them. And our body is very, very much the same way. And the other piece of that a lot of times is sleep. You know, a lot of times when people are, if they're depressed, a lot of times they sleep a lot, but they're not always getting really high quality sleep. If they're dealing more so with anxiety, then usually they're not getting great sleep, which can affect them a lot. And if you think about people that have certain disorders, like take bipolar disorder, if you've ever known anybody that has a bipolar disorder, they can have these wild swings. And when they're manic, they're not sleeping very well, they're not eating very well, and everyone around them can see it except for that person. And so their body is, again, it's just on constantly for a very, very long period of time, and then there's going to be a crash at some point. And so we have to think about that same way. Even if we don't have something like that, but if we've been under prolonged stress for a time, then yes, our body is kind of fried. And unfortunately, it takes a lot of times a lot longer to recover from that than it was while we were in it. So if you were in prolonged stress for 6 months, it may take your body 12 months to recover. And that might sound really dramatic, but that's the truth.
So take somebody who's in their 40s or 50s, they have high ACEs scores from childhood trauma, let's say, and they've been living with this horrible feeling of stress and anxiety for years, and their body's been working overtime, and then maybe they've been in fight or flight mode for years. Is there hope for that person?
There is hope for that person, but it's going to take longer. It's going to take more work, and they have to have a really good support system, right? That goes a really long way. That's why if, you know, people need to be in environments that are safe, but they also need to be able to share that they have those types of experiences as well, because the isolation and the loneliness perpetuates the problems a lot of the times. And so when you have people that have had very traumatic experiences, they've been in very bad environments, a lot of times it's very difficult for them to trust other people. It's very difficult for them to trust medical people or a therapist and counselors that are designed to help them. And so having a support system is really important. So if it's something that you're struggling with, I would encourage you, you know, to find somebody that you feel like you can share that with, because it helps with in so many different ways. You know, it's not endorphins. It is the bonding hormone. I can't think of it at the moment, but it is extremely important for anybody. Everybody has to have people that care about them, right? Whether it's friends or family, whoever it is, they need that bonding to happen in order for them to sort of really thrive.
So when you look at conditions, let's say dealing with the thyroid, or maybe somebody who's diagnosed with lupus, do they have a lot of nervous system problems?
Yes. And part of the issue with something like lupus is a lot of times people don't get diagnosed with that right away. It's usually like a very long time, you know, a year. They've been having, you know, symptoms of this and that for a long period of time. And so their body's kind of run down by the time they even get the diagnosis, right? And of course, it's affecting the immune system, which affects everything, right? It affects the stress response and all of those things. The people that I see that have lupus, fibromyalgia, that really thrive are those that really stay on top of their diet and their lifestyle. They take appropriate supplements for their particular condition. Those are the ones that really thrive. The ones that get that diagnosis and they give up, it's a very different situation, right? The negativity versus the positivity, the vibration, it's an extremely different thing. Like I read something to my class a few weeks ago about if you're around somebody that's very negative, they're talking badly about themselves, other people, the sky is always falling. By the time you're done with that conversation, you're down too. Versus when you talk to someone who's the complete opposite, and no matter what their life is they're being faced with, they can find the silver lining, the positivity in that. You leave that conversation feeling like you can attack everything as well, right? And so that's why it's so important to make sure that we have people around us that are helping to uplift us and not bringing us down. And so it's the same thing with a condition, you know, people, and whether it's cancer or anything, the people that take those diagnoses and go into attack mode instead of poor me mode, they have a very, very different experience a lot of times. It's not always, but you've definitely seen how much a positive outlook and how much stress management goes a long way with any condition.
You guys at Sunshine Nutrition can really help out with any of the things we talked about, but where are you located?
We have two locations in Smyrna, 901 Rock Springs Road, and then here in Murfreesboro, 621 South Church Street.
And then Tuesday, big sale.
Tuesdays, our supplements are 25% off.
Kim Hillsman Dunaway with us today from Sunshine Nutrition Center.
Hi, this is Stan with Parks Auction Company, and by now you've probably heard our commercials and know that we are committed to helping you increase your investments. Call 896-4600 to set an appointment with me or one of my team members. That's 896-4600. Parks Auction Company, we handle everything.
If you're near retirement or thinking about retiring, you probably have a lot of questions. How do you make your savings last? You're ready for retirement, but are your finances? Let's work together to help ensure your finances can keep up with your unique needs over the long haul. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin. Stop by our office in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard or give us a call at 615-907-7056 for an appointment. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
We're talking with Sue Turpin at the Villages of Murfreesboro. Why did you select the Villages?
All the activities that we have, the little trips we take, it's all fun. I absolutely enjoy this place. Everybody here is wonderful, the residents, and all the staff is great. The food is wonderful. It's a great, great place. I would recommend it to anybody.
This is Shanda with the Villages of Murfreesboro, and we invite everybody to come out and take a tour of our beautiful community. We're near the Avenue on Willow Oak Trail.
Middle Point Landfills Mike Klassen.
Let's do the right thing and get some recycling programs off the ground.
Middle Point's trying hard to start a recycling program.
You know, if anyone sees your water bill, you have a waste charge on there, and the city has said it's going to go up from $11 per month up to like $33 per month. For less than half of that cost, we could put a cart at every single person's house and have a fully fledged recycling curbside program that would be immediately viable in this county. Like, that opportunity is here for this city, and it's here now.
The answer's here. Middle Point Landfill.
Forget those fluorescent lights and freezer burn. This ain't your average grocery run. Meet your farmer, talk a little livestock, and take home the juiciest veggies in your life. The Rutherford County Farmers Market, celebrating 50 seasons.
At Lane Agri Park in Murfreesboro.
Real food, real people, and real local.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Back here at News Radio, WGNS, 7:30 is our time here on a Monday morning.
And yesterday we had some big name birthdays. Leon Daniels, Kim Walker. We might ought to send her something because, I mean,
I'm sure Floyd didn't.
No, probably not. Jane Overby, Philip Reeder, Jameson Juvenil, and Charles Goodyear. Today, Brenda Hall and Janice Domer celebrate birthdays.
Well, if you want to add to the birthday list this morning, super simple. Call or text, but you got to do it now. Okay, and if you've called or texted this morning, we've got the names. But if you haven't, now's the time to do so. 615-893-1450 for the Slick Pig Barbecue Birthday Club this morning.
With the law offices of John Day on your side, we understand what you're going through, and we have the experience to get the answers, justice, and compensation your family deserves. Call the law offices of John Day.
735 our time, or 731 our time, here's traffic and weather.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. For today, chance of rain showers and thunderstorms under cloudy skies with a high near 86 degrees, south winds around 5 to 10. Into tonight, chance of showers and thunderstorms will return through the overnight under cloudy skies with a low around 70 degrees, southeast winds stay around 5 to 10. Tuesday, showers and thunderstorms under partly sunny skies, high near 86, south-southwest winds at 20 to 25. I am weatherology meteorologist Jay Marslick with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now, it's 66 degrees.
Good morning. Dodging some rain showers out here, mostly on the west side of Nashville right now, in parts of Dixon County as well. Kingston Springs coming down I-40 with this heavy rain in certain pockets, so be careful as it starts to pick up even more now with volume on 65 northbound up through Brentwood, Franklin, just trying to get up through Williamson County into South Nashville. Hey, if you recently suffered hail or storm damage to your roof and that roof is starting to leak, call Independent Roofing Specialist today, irsroofs.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Now an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
Rutherford County is once again taking center stage as Spring Fling returns this week, bringing thousands to Murfreesboro and surrounding areas for this Olympic-style TSSAA state tournament. With over 43,000 attendees expected, venues across Murfreesboro will host top high school athletes in baseball, softball, boys soccer, and track and field, along with tennis. This event is not only a celebration of athletic excellence, but a major economic driver, pumping $4.8 million into the local economy. Hotels in Murfreesboro and Smyrna booked solid. Area businesses already seeing a surge in activity. WGNS will offer live play-by-play coverage of a couple of key games to start things off on Tuesday. The softball matchup at 2 o'clock with Stewart's Creek, last year's state runner-up, taking on Green Hill at Starplex Field 1. And in the evening on Tuesday, Siegel Baseball hosts Rossview at 6:30. Both games airing on 101.9, 100.5 WGNS and WGNSradio.com. And don't forget, with local support from sponsors like Toots Good Food and Fun, Wilson Bank and Trust, and Jennings and Ears Funeral Home, Spring Fling HQ returns. Chip Walters will once again host this ESPN style of taking us from one venue to the next, giving us live updates, scores, and things of that nature, plus interviews. You'll hear that between our local coverage Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And of course, you can hear it on the TSSAA website as well. Going to be a big week of Spring Fling. Hope you'll join us. Be sure to check our website, WGNSradio.com, to keep up with this week's schedule.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all, illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart. And as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
Is your saving for retirement strategy involving the phrase, "I'll get around to it someday"? If so, we need to talk. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin. And when it comes to meeting your goals, time can be on your side. And there's no better time than now to get started towards your retirement goals. Give us a call, Lee Colvin, at 615-907-7056. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
We're at Adams Place talking with John Hood. What advice do you have for someone considering a move?
Well, I would encourage them to check out Adams Place. Come and personally see the facilities, talk to the personnel, and get a true feel of Adams Place.
I'm Terry Deal, Rutherford County's premier retirement community with all five levels of care. Call me for more information about Adams Place, located at 1927 Memorial Boulevard, across from Walmart.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Alrighty, back here on the Wake Up Crew. Our time, 7:35 from News Radio, WGNS. And this morning, some special trivia today. Sitcom milestones is the category. So here we go. Our first question. Which 90s show made clapping during the theme song a national reflex?
Friends.
Was it The Twilight Zone, How I Met Your Mother, Friends, or Will and Grace?
Friends.
Don't even give anybody a chance. Which paper company
was that correct?
Yes, it was. Okay. Which paper company made workplace awkwardness and staplers in Jell-O an art form? Paper company made the workplace awkwardness and staplers in Jell-O art. Was it SpongeBob SquarePants? Was it Parks and Recreation? Was it The Office, or was it Brooklyn Nine-Nine?
It's up to you now.
It's got to be The Office, paper company.
I think that's the only one I can think of.
And that is right. Dunder Mifflin Paper Company. Which 80s sitcom had Alex P. Keaton spouting Reaganomics in a house full of hippies? Was it The Wonder Years, The Simpsons, Family Ties, or Growing Pains?
That would be Family Ties.
And that would be a correct answer. It ran from 1982 until 1989. Which high school sitcom had timeouts, neon clothes, and Zach Morris breaking the fourth wall like a pro?
They broke the fourth wall a lot.
Was it Boy Meets World, Breaking Bad, Saved by the Bell, or California Dreams?
Saved by the Bell.
And that is the correct answer. What was the name of the high school?
Bayside.
Yep. Which sitcom had three single women, one sketchy landlord, and more mix-ups than a soap opera? Was it Game of Thrones? Was it Facts of Life? Was it Three's Company, or was it Friends?
Facts of Life. Well, she wasn't a landlord, though. She was kind of like their mother. Wait a minute.
The key, three single women.
Yeah. But there were only two single women in Three's Company. Because Jack Tripper was a guy.
Right. So, but there were three different that played. Suzanne Summers was not on there the whole time, right? Didn't she get replaced by another?
Yeah, is that what there's meaning?
I think.
Okay.
Three total.
We'll go with that then.
That is correct. Two women, one man.
Yeah. Kind of worded weird.
It was. Which nostalgic sitcom brought the 80s back, complete with mixtapes, perms, and heart? It appeared on ABC. Mm-hmm. Was it Family Ties, Star Trek, The Wonder Years, or The Goldbergs?
It was The Goldbergs.
And that is a correct answer. Which hotel-based sitcom had guests so weird you'd think it was haunted thanks to Basil's antics? Was it The Addams Family, Fawlty Towers, Are You Being Served, or Breaking Bad?
Ooh, I had no idea.
Guest in a hotel, I'm thinking, Are You Being Served, but I don't know if that's even real.
I never watched that.
Well, let's see. Fawlty Towers. It was a British sitcom.
No, I never heard of it. Okay.
Which iconic 90s show had a West Philly teen flipping turned upside down? Was it Family Matters?
Wait, start over again. Read it again.
Which iconic 90s show had a West Philly teen flipping turned upside down? Family Matters, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, Saved by the Bell, or The Flintstones?
It would be Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, wouldn't it?
That is correct. Which groovy 70s sitcom brought six kids, one bathroom, and a whole lot of love together? The X-Files, Eight is Enough, The Brady Bunch, or Happy Days?
Brady Bunch.
Brady Bunch is the correct answer, and that is sitcom milestone trivia today.
Shopping for your DIY projects, odds are at the Habitat Restore.
We got it.
If you have a painting project going on, we have plenty of paint supplies. Come see us here at the Habitat Restore.
Find it at the Restore.
If you need batteries, come to the Restore.
We got it at the Habitat Restore.
850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
Remember, we got it today at the Habitat Restore, but it may be gone tomorrow.
We got it, yeah.
Ascension St. Thomas Heart is a leader in Middle Tennessee for heart care, providing the most advanced options, including heart surgery and transplants. Our nationally recognized cardiac team cares for more adult hearts than anyone in the state, from AFib to heart failure, using minimally invasive options when possible to help shorten recovery, making Ascension St. Thomas Heart your first choice for routine heart care and cardiac emergencies. Schedule a heart screening or find a cardiologist at ascension.org/St. Thomas Heart.
Murfreesboro is a big enough city with a dense enough population where a recycling program could flourish.
Middle Point Landfill's Mike Klassen.
We're proposing and committing to building, operating, and growing recycling programs at the Middle Point Landfill facility in conjunction with the county and hopefully with participation with the cities in Rutherford County too.
Middle Point's trying hard to work with local government in order to start a recycling program.
We're ready to make a change there.
The answer's here, Middle Point Landfill.
I am Charlotte Gardner. I've lived at Adams Place for 3 years. It is the friendliest place you ever could hope to be.
Was the decision to move difficult?
No, it was just a really good change. I never, ever regretted a day of moving here.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adams Place. Call me for more information about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111.
Adams Place on Memorial, across from Walmart.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
We're back here on News Radio, WGNS, 101.9, 100.5. WGNSradio.com, wrapping up the Wake Up Crew, powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. With over 3,600 miles of fiber, United Communications delivers nearly perfect reliability across the region. More at mte.com/internet. Good neighbor today is Taylor Dooley. That's our good neighbor today for making everyone feel welcome over at Exit Realty, Bob Lamb and Associates. She's the first person you see and always has a warm smile, is a ray of sunshine. So that just makes you want to go into Exit Realty, Bob Lamb and Associates and say hey to Taylor, right? Well, you'll see a bouquet of flowers from Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts pretty soon on her desk. And, of course, News Radio, WGNS, our good neighbor today, Taylor Dooley. Don't forget, you can send in your good neighbors by texting the word neighbor to 615-893-1450 or head to WGNSradio.com/good neighbor. Two of the ways you can get your good neighbors in, and we'll take care of the rest.
Time for the dad joke of the day.
Replay.
You know, banks should really do a better job of keeping their ATMs filled.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, it's the fifth time I've been to one, and it says insufficient funds.
Replay.
Big five. Way to start off the week.
Oh, I didn't know that was the joke. It's like true story for me.
Well.
Is that why?
No. What didn't cross my mind?
I have worked in radio for 30 years. I've loved you. 32. Ugh.
Yes.
Someone asked me that the other day, and I had to figure it up because I knew it was over 30. Anyway, what have we learned today?
Oh, gosh. I didn't write anything down.
Nothing?
Not a thing.
Let's see. Boy, it made me think this morning. We talked about the top five movies of all time, right?
Yes, we did. Oh, yeah, I can help you out a little bit. Yeah, we did. The 12 Angry Men, The Godfather, The Dark Knight, The Godfather Part 1, and The Shawshank Redemption.
And that was the number one, right? Shawshank Redemption?
Mm-hmm. And we also talked about where we came from, you know, how we got here, where how we got to this show. Because a lot of people don't know, tune in, go, who are those guys?
Yeah, I guess so.
But I guess now they know. But before then, most people know that listen. But there's been, we've increased our listening audience to 14 or 15. So.
All of my entire adult life, I've been attached to this station. Sad, isn't it?
Where's that music? We just, that new music we played.
Oh, that somber music.
Yeah. No, it was more like a death march.
Oh.
You just had it. You just got it.
Yeah, I did. What did I do with that? Did I ever? Oh, here it is.
Now say it.
For all of my adult life, I've been attached to this station.
Half of my adult life, I've been attached to this station.
And
27
all of,
years.
Since Dalton was 16, he's been attached to this station.
When I was a little boy coming up here for... with BK Ham, and he was showing me the studio. I never dreamed in a million years I would be here for 27 years.
Looks the same, too, doesn't it?
It does. Only thing different, there's computers instead of a vinyl record table.
Yeah, cart machines, I'm sure.